Hello everyone, welcome to Ragatri. As we are heading into our fifth episode, let us start it with a beautiful quote by Buddha. Rudeness should be responded with silence, as it reveals more about the person who is rude to you and not who you are. That's true indeed. Whenever we are offended by someone who makes us feel bad, do not worry, because they are revealing the truest part of their own personality, and it's their perception. Any emotion that are expressed is born inside us. It is always beneficial if we remain silent to rudeness, as the actions speak louder than words. To implement it, we need to practice self-reflection, knowing more about us internally, the thought process, vision, and values. Once we are aware of who we are, then we won't seek validation from others on our own personality. On that note, we will begin our fifth episode with a magnificent composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar on Sri Ranganatha Swami, Ranganayakam Bhavayeham in Raga Nayaki, set to Aditala, which is a Tala of 8 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is Aditala, a Tala of 8 beats. This composition's rhythm pattern is set to 16 beats of Aditala, wherein each beat is repeated twice. The deity of composition is Sri Ranganatha, a form of Mahavishnu, and Ranganayaki Thayar, a supreme form of goddess Mahalakshmi. The temple of Ranganatha is named as Sri Ranganatha Swami Temple, located in Sri Rangam, Tamil Nadu. The story about the origin of the temple is even mentioned in Silappadigaram, which is one among the 5 epics of Tamil literature. It is said that Lord Narayana had rested on the banks of Kaveri River as Shayana, that is, reclining form. Since the idol remained for ages with overgrown creepers, the Chola ruler identified the idol and constructed the classic archaeological masterpiece. The temple Vimanam, that is, the crown tower over the deity, was destroyed due to Kaveri flood. So, the temple we have today was rebuilt by the Chola king Killivalan. There is a beautiful story associated with the temple Vimanam. In the Sriranga Mahatmyam, the Vimanam emerged when Lord Brahma, who is the creator, churned the cosmic ocean. This was then carried to Ayodhya by King Ikshvaku. The same was later gifted to Vibhishana by Rama after winning over the battle with Ravana. Vibhishana gave the Vimanam to the Chola ruler Dharmavarma to canonize the Vimanam to face the south, as the shrine would not move when Vibhishana passed through Srirangam en route to Sri Lanka. Hence, the deity's Shayana faces south with his body placed in the east-west axis. Coming to Raga, Nayaki is considered as an allied Raga with Darbar. When we say allied Ragas, the Bhava, that is, the emotion conveyed by the Raga, remains the same. Even though Nayaki and Darbar have the same Swaras, considering the scale, but they are different when they are presented. The Gandharam and Nishadam are the prominent Swaras in these two Ragas. For example, in Nayaki, the Gandharam actually starts from Rishabham and goes all the way to Madhyama, and the same logic applies for the Swara Nishadam. Sarima Padanida, Danida. Basically, the Swara Ni starts from Daivata and goes all the way to Shajama. So the Swara Nishadam sounds like Danisada, Danida, Danisada Pasa. The same way for Gandharam, Re ga re sa, sa re ga re sa. The Gandharam Shruti starts from Rishabham and goes all the way to Madhyama. Hence, ideally, these swaras starts from Shruti of the previous notes and goes all the way to the Shruti of the next note. Even though these ragas cannot be attributed to the scales, but for convenience, I will present the scale of Nayaki. Sa re ma pa da ni da pa sa, sa ni da pa ma re ga re sa. Let's explore the Kriti.
Ajendra தோரங்கம் கிருபா பாகம் ரமாதரங்கம் ஷேரங்க நாயகம். உத்துங்கவீகங்க தோரங்கம் கிருபா பாகம் பிரமாதரங்கம் ஷேரங்க நாயகம். பாவஹேகம் ரங்கநாயகே சௌமேகம் ஷேரங்கநாயகம். பிரணவாயமீமானம் பிரக்லாதாதியே பக்தாவிமானம் கணபதி சமானவீஸ்வசேயனம் கஜதுரக பதாதி சேயனம் தீனமணி வரதனும் மாமகவிதேக மூர்த்தியே சாதனும் மணிமய சாதனும் சசிவதனும் பணிபதிஷயனம் பத்மநயனம் அகணித சுகுண கணனத விபீஷணம் கணதர கோஸ்துபமணி விபூஷணு முனி ஜனகிருத வேத பாராயணு குரு குகமுதித நாராயணம் ஷேரங்கநாயகம். பாவஹேகம் ரங்கநாயகே சௌமேகம் ஷேரங்கநாயகம்.
Let's explore the meaning of the Kriti. Pallavi, Ranganayakam Bhavayeham, Ranganayaki Sametam Shri. Meaning, I worship Lord Ranganatha, who abodes with Goddess Ranganayaki at Sri Rangam. Anupallavi, Angaja, Tatam, Anantam, Atitam, Ajendra, Adhyamaranutam, Sadatam. Meaning, he who is the forefather of the God of love, and he is the ultimate infinite truth. He rises above everything and blesses his devotees with his unconditional love and compassion. He is admired and worshipped by Devendra. Uttunga Vihanga Turangam Kripa Pangam Ramantarangam Shri. Meaning, his eyes are lotus shaped and downpours love and compassion to all his devotees. He who has Garuda as his Vahana is close to Lord Rama. Charanam Pranavakara Divya Vimanam Prahladadi Bhakta Abhimanam Ganapati Samana Vishwaksenam Gajaturaka Padadi Senam. Meaning, his crown tower is in the form of Omkara and he is worshipped by Prahlada and other devotees. He who is occupied by Vishwaksena in the leading place has troops of horses and elephants. Dinamanikula Bhava Raghava Aradhanam Mamaka Viddeha Mukti Sadhanam Manimaya Sadhanam Shashi Vadhanam Bhanipati Shayanam Padma Nayanam. Meaning, he is dear to and also worshipped by Lord Rama, who was born in Surya Vamsha. He who is bejewelled with precious stones is the origin of salvation and also shows the path to attain mukti. He who has lotus-shaped eyes and face which shines like full moon reclines on Adisesha, the five-headed snake. This resting on five-headed snake denotes five sensory organs which are controlled by Ranganatha. These five sensory organs are the five spiritual faculties leading to qualities that needs to be developed during the path of attaining salvation. Aghanita, Suguna, Gananata, Vibhishanam, Ghanatara, Kaustubha, Mani, Vibhushanam, Muni, Jana, Krita, Veda, Parayanam, Guru Guha, Mudita, Narayanam, Shri. Meaning, he is admired by Vibhishana, who is dear to Lord Rama. He who is bejewelled with Kaustubha Mani is worshipped by all the Vedic scholars by reciting the Vedas constantly. Lord Ranganatha, who is the supreme god of Lord Narayana, enchants Guru Guha. Such an amazing composition, isn't it? Muthuswami Dikshita's compositions contain the essence of the raga, the puranical stories, and also the beauty of the temples associated. Adding to that, I want to share with you all the significance of this temple and the beauty of the epigraphical site of the temple complex. The Ranganatha Swami Temple is the largest of temples in Tamil Nadu, and it is also considered one among the 108 Divya Desams dedicated to Lord Mahavishnu. This temple has significant prominence in the history of Vaishnavism with the philosophical foundation of Ramanujacharya in Sri Rangam. The Ranganatha Swami Temple is also known as Thiruvaranga Tirupati, is bounded by River Kaveri and also has an epigraphical construction with Sapta Prakaram, that is the seven courtyards design, where the sanctum, that is Gopuram, is located in the seven coaxial fold. The temple is constructed aligning to the north-south and east-west axis. There are more than 50 shrines, including the avatarams of Lord Narayana, sculpted on the temple complex. The Vimana, which is the main shrine of the temple complex, is shaped like the Tamil Pranava Mantra Om. The significance and also the beauty of the temple Vimanam, which is shaped like the Tamil Om, has been beautifully mentioned in today's composition as Pranavakara Divya Vimanam. On that note, we come to the end of 5th episode. Hope you enjoyed the unknown facts about the temple complex and also admired the elaborate poetic descriptions of deity and temple by Muthuswami Dikshidhar. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jayashree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, goodbye.